Spicer had posed a more serious question. Why would Lake run the risk of a handwritten note? His first letters had been typed on plain white paper and mailed in a plain white envelope. They could spot a coward by his choice of stationery, and Lake was as faint-hearted as anyone who had answered their ad. The campaign, rich as it was, had plenty of word processors and typewriters and laptops, no doubt the latest in technology. To find the answer, they went back to the little evidence they had. The letter to Carol had been written at 1:20 a.m. According to a newspaper, the emergency landing happened around 2:15, less than an hour later. "He wrote it on the plane," Yarber said. "It was late. The plane was filled with people, almost 60 according to the paper. These people were exhausted, and maybe he couldn't get his hands on a computer." "Then why not wait?" asked Spicer. He had proved to be excellent at asking questions no one, especially him, could answer. "Look at the big picture," Beach said. "The nomination is in the bag. He's just wiped out his only opponent before a national audience, and he's finally convinced that his name will be on the ballot in November. But he's got this little secret. He's got Ricky, and the boy's going to be released. He wants to have a rendezvous, etc. Lake feels the pressure on both fronts, from Ricky and from the realization that he might just be elected president. So, he decides to stiff Ricky. He writes a note that has one chance in a billion of getting screwed up. Then the plane catches on fire. He makes a small mistake, but it turns into a monster. And he doesn't know it," Yarber added. "Yet." Beach's theory settled in. The gravity of their discovery weighed their words and thoughts. The hours passed, and it slowly sank in. For the next great question, they grappled with the baffling reality that someone was meddling with their mail. Who? And why would anyone want to? How had they intercepted the letters? The puzzle seemed hopeless. Again, they argued the scenario that the culprit was someone very close to Lake, perhaps an assistant with access who had stumbled across the letters, and maybe he was trying to protect Lake from Ricky by commandeering the correspondence with the goal of somehow, someday, ending the relationship. But there were too many unknowns to build any evidence. They scratched their heads and bit their nails, and finally admitted they would have to sleep on it. They couldn't plot the next move because the situation before them had more riddles than answers.